Well, let's get right to it. Celeste, you know, 50 years from today, we could look back on this day and say it was a huge moment in American history, or we could forget that it
ever
happened.
Or I'll be 90, so I would probably have forgotten everything.
That's right. But seriously, the potential is there. The Federal Communications Commission is unveiling today its first national broadband plan. It was promised when President Obama signed the stimulus package earlier this year. The idea, bring super-fast internet access to, internet access to every corner of the country. They've been ruminating over what this would actually mean at the FCC for more than a year now. 100 million Americans currently don't have access to broadband. Would that change under this proposal? We have two people to talk about it. Reed Hunt was the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission from 1993 to 1997. He's currently CEO of the nonprofit Coalition for Green Capital. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Reed Hunt.
Good morning.
And Jed Kolko remains with us. He's the Associate Director of Research at the Public Policy Institute of California. Jed, good morning once again.
Good morning.
So you said this would cost $20 billion. Would this actually constitute a broadband for all? And do you think broadband is a right in the sense that a dial tone is essentially a kind of right, or at least was during the 70s and 80s in the United States?
The plan has its very ambitious goal. Broadband availability for essentially all households in the U.S. with very high-speed access for most of those households. Now, we've already been moving in that direction by the market itself and by last year's broadband stimulus. What this plan does is it pushes that goal to a higher level, as well as set some specific recommendations for applications around broadband, like healthcare, education, and public safety.
All right, Reed Hunt, how would the regulatory scheme for something like this differ from what has traditionally been the role of the FCC, which licensed analog broadcast frequencies for traditional broadcasts, radio, and television? What would the FCC need to do to control wireless broadband, which is, number one, digital? It's not sort of single-source transmission like television broadcasts. So give me a sense of the differences here.
Well, the Federal Communications Commission has been trying to make broadband the common medium of the United States basically since approximately 1994, when the Internet was first deployed widely as a commercial phenomenon. We happen to be this week celebrating the 25th anniversary of the first .com, the first website, but the deployment of the Internet it originally occurred, of course, because people were able to connect telephone lines to the back of computers without any charge. That's because the FCC said that the telephone companies weren't able to charge you for doing that. That's called narrowband, and that's the way that about two-thirds of all Americans connected to the Internet from 1994 all the way through to the early 2000s, and still a third of everybody who connects to the Internet uses a telephone line.
But you need a totally different
son of narrowband.
But you need a totally different regulatory scheme if you're not using telephone wires anymore.
No, you don't need a totally different regulatory scheme. You need to much more expansively pursue the path that the FCC has been traveling for the last 15 years. The significance of this plan is that it is the first national comprehensive communications and media plan in the history of our country.
All right, let me get an assessment from Jed Kolko then. If that is the case, and if it is ambitious, as former FCC Chairman Reed Hunt says, what is the danger that this would just become a subsidy for some very profitable companies that are already Internet broadband suppliers and would be getting this $20 billion to add more wires, add more capacity?
The plan works both by a mix of regulations and incentives and subsidies, both for providers to expand their networks out to some underserved areas, and subsidies to households, similar to what we've had that subsidized households for the telephone service. The plan is actually designed to leverage a relatively small amount of money compared with what's likely needed from the private sector to make these investments in broadband, bringing very high-speed access to underserved areas. Is expensive to do. There were some who were actually hoping that the plan might have suggested much more federal money than is actually likely to come from it. And so I actually think of the plan as a fairly modest amount of money relative to what the ambitious goals are.
Mm-hmm. Reed Hunt, wouldn't it be more equitable to create a system where broadband was essentially free in the way that broadcast signals were available free to people? Wouldn't that deal with the digital divide problems we have in the United States, both for rich and poor and for rural? Go ahead.
Advertising had to pay for broadcasting, and there always has to be something that pays for the construction of any communications medium.
But in this particular case, poor people are going to have a harder time getting access than people who have the cash.
If you mean that it's easier to buy something if you have more money, I guess everybody in the world knows that particular experience. But the important thing here is to recognize that...
It's a fairly cynical dismissal.
The important thing here is to recognize that this plan is the cheapest jobs bill that you could possibly imagine. The plan is overwhelmingly funded by the companies in the communications media sector, and... For example, the kind of incentive they're going to be given under this plan is the opportunity to have twice as much wireless spectrum available for commercial development as currently exists. This is basically the same as an Oklahoma land rush for spectrum and will invite tremendous investment in.
Indeed.
It's worth just remembering that about one quarter of the 21 million new jobs created in the 1990s came from the information communications sector, directly or indirectly, and this plan contemplates that a similar kind of job growth will well up from the new technological platforms that are rolled out that are called broadband.
Reed Hunt, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission from 93 to 1997. Jed Kolko, before we go, the analog broadcast spectrum is up for grabs in this bill, and the television networks aren't happy about it. What might analog broadcast be used for in this new internet age? Before we go.
So the couple of potential political controversies that arise from this are, first, the possible shift of spectrum from broadcast television to internet. The other is the possible shift of money that supports low-income household use of telephone service to broadband service.
And I could have my own TV station, even. That's possible here. Low power, anyway. Jed Kolko, Associate Director of Research at the Public Policy Institute of California, contemplating broadband for all if the FCC plan is as ambitious as they say.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.